Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
There's a regular old second hour here on Tobin and Leroy. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Let's get to those headlines, huh? They're brought to you by Doral, Doral Volkswagen, you know?
Love Doral. That good Kanye.
Is that that's before, like, what was the point?
This isn't Kanye, this is Rihanna.
No, the I know it's Rihanna, but isn't it a Kanye song?
No. You're thinking of Flashing Lights. Those are two different songs. This is all of the lights.
Oh, it is. Right, I am. Okay, my bad.
It's okay.
Did they add All of the Lights as one of the big three heat seasons?
No, Kanye's on this song.
I really don't think so.
I'm not crazy.
Anyway.
I know what I'm talking about.
I think you might be right.
I am. He's on the song. Apologize.
Yes, he is.
Yeah. Wow. I know what
okay,
I'm
saying. I'm sorry.
Hey.
Apologize. You know, I'm sorry. Minus one to me.
For my side job, I listen to
minus
music.
Minus one.
Ask Jennifer.
Is that your side job? I thought it was snacking.
It's unofficial.
I'm snacking while I listen to my... I can multitask. You saw me.
He's not a snacker, guys.
I was watching the Dolphins game, listening to the Browns game in my ear and commenting on both of them.
Leroy has a snack tray.
Hey, couch. Man.
What?
I gave you all a personal snack tray. What are you doing? No, we have a tray where we can send our snacks so we can sit back comfortably.
I love it.
It's adorable. Headlines are brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Doral VW just broke the rules of gravity. Price has fallen so fast, we're checking for a crater. Volkswagen's price like they've lost their minds. Doral VW, buckle up. No one sells for less. No one, dude. The Dolphins, they are back at it this week. Getting ready for the New York Jets. Mike McDaniel, this was him on Darren Waller, getting ready to make his Finns debut.
To practice, specifically to play in the next game.
Will he be on a snack count?
Yes. What that is, it's probably more situational, but I wouldn't... go to all these lengths, have all this build up, and then throw him out there for 60 or something, you know. So it will be, I kind of have an idea roughly what it is, but we'll see if that idea plays through the practice week, and we're excited to see him, but it will be on some sort of situational snap count packaged type thing, as opposed to just unleashing him.
How you doing?
Get to the points.
We need his other P words. We need play words. I want to hear how many plays he's going to play, not how many situations or whatever.
That's not a P word.
Huh?
What?
No, he said, I don't know what his, what was the word he used?
He used a lot of words.
Yeah, I know. I
wish his press conferences had a snap count.
I just want him to play. But then, okay, let's be honest about something.
Mm-hmm.
There's certain situations in life.
Be honest.
Where after it's all said and done, you get mad at yourself because you go, what in the hell was I supposed to expect? Like, what are we expecting here?
0%. Nothing.
You see what I'm saying?
I'm expecting nothing.
So why... why is this a big deal?
Are the props up for him? Like, does he have good odds to score a touchdown? Or are they Julian Hill-like?
I think I would bet Julian Hill before I bet him. How's that?
Wow. That's saying something, to be honest.
No, it's not. It's not saying a whole bunch of nothing. I'm picking a guy who plays versus a guy who hasn't played in a year and a half. I'm going with the percentages. How's that?
That's fair. No, it's fair. And Julian Hill has caught a conversion this year.
That doesn't...
do you keep that ball? If you haven't scored a touchdown, but you scored a conversion, do you like? Do you put that up on the on the wall?
I had my first touchdown. I even know who it was against.
No, touchdown, but would you... touchdown. Did you save any conversions?
The New York Football Jets.
Hmm. All right. Well, he said that Darren Waller is going to be a big target for Tua.
Well, I would say he's probably... you know, just off the hoof, he's the opposite of the eligibles that we have outside of Nick. You know, he's just gigantic range and catch radius, and he's a very big human being that moves really fast. So, you know, I think he has his own set of skill sets, but he's definitely, you know, we all know of the name Darren Waller because he is unique in his skill set in general. So I think he brings a dynamic participator in 11-on-11 football, and whether he's has the ball or he's if he's just on the field, I think defenses have to account for him.
No, they don't. You don't have to account for somebody who hasn't played football.
I'm about to ban.
They haven't played football in a year and a half.
What do you mean you're going
to
ban it?
It's news.
It's news.
What are you gaining from this?
He's a big target. We just learned from the coach.
Wow. I mean, sitting on the bench, he is taller than Tyreek. So
that's true.
Yeah.
He is. I mean, he is different from what they have.
You mean a football player?
Yeah.
A healthy one? That's different.
Yeah.
That's not different. Dude, I'm telling you, here's the problem. So, I'm not saying that Darren Waller can't do anything.
Right.
What I am saying is based on what we've seen or heard out of him and the Dolphins, don't be disappointed after the game if you get nothing.
Yeah, I get
because
you
shouldn't be expecting anything.
Expectations should be low.
Right, but that's like...
which means if you get anything, that's a bonus. If you look at it that way. I'll take my minus one. I'm sorry.
Minus one.
I love the way... I love the way that... after 3 weeks of a football season,
yeah,
all of our games have changed.
The facts changed.
All of our bits have changed.
Mm-hmm.
Right, 3 weeks into the season, you cannot be more miserable.
Me?
I'm just saying, as Dolphins fan.
Yeah, it's
you
it's,
can't be more miserable.
It's bad right now.
Right, 3 weeks though. You got 14 games left.
I understand.
And are we already rats off a ship?
Not rats off a ship, but, you know, the rats got to take account for an exit strategy because they lose on Monday Night Football, go to 0-4. What do you want?
Somebody's old got to go.
What should the unless they tie.
Oh, that would be perfect. That would be perfect, right?
We're not losers this week. We tied.
Oh, my goodness.
But I'm not rats off a ship, just to be clear. But
I'm on the dinghy.
Got to look at the life.
I'm not getting wet.
Got to take.
I'm not getting wet. I'm on the. I'm on the life.
You're in close waters.
Yeah. I don't like. I just don't know. what Mike says doesn't like bother me as much as it does a lot of people, because the coach speak to the next level. But what does bother me, and this bothers me a lot more than anything else somebody could mention, is the fact that how can you be a team that has almost, what's the salary cap, almost $200
million? I don't know. A lot.
Say it's $150, $200 million. I'm not sure what it is, right? How every year we go into the season having to rely on guys who have been hurt or who didn't play football last year. That is a bigger problem than where whether Darren Waller is going to contribute, right?
It is, but it's kind of like it was in that same ilk. They're like, oh, we got rid of Jonnu Smith, our only Pro Bowler. We got the solution. A guy who hasn't played football.
Same thing. We need to bolster our offensive line. Yeah.
Guy off a torn Achilles.
Right. Like, there's – here. Let's use human nature, okay? Say if you date a woman or you date a man – and you guys broke up because of a certain situation, or they acted a certain way, or they did things a certain way. Your next boyfriend or girlfriend is not going to do those things, right? And you're going to feel better because you think you're moving on. They're going to have different issues, but you might be able to deal with those more than you could deal with the person that you just couldn't deal with that. I say that for this reason. Year after year after year, this team has been plagued with injuries and has needed active participants.
Sure.
To fix the problem, you go and sign injured guys? I don't need to be a football guru to say that's not going to work.
I can't believe Derrick Henry fumbled again.
Again. Look at that. Two times in 495 carries, two times in 10 carries. That was me on the right. I ain't gonna lie.
He apologized.
Yeah, but I mean, he's sorry. You didn't want to fumble.
This is Derrick Henry after Monday Night Football.
Awesome words, man. Keep working in practice. Try to put emphasis on it in practice and try to work on it as hard as I can. I'm just crazy right now. Three games straight that happened to my in my career. Fumbles in critical moments. I ain't a good friend. I apologize to Rock Nation, and I'm gonna keep working and get this fixed.
Sounds like him and Mark Andrews can go have a beer.
So my old question, Butterfingers, my question is this: he fumbled.
Yep.
But are we ever going to give the defense credit for stripping it?
Mm-mm.
Because he was. Like, it wasn't like he was carrying it loosely. They were throwing haymakers at that
thing. I don't think he carries anything loosely. He's Derrick Henry.
Right. No, but you understand what I'm saying? Like, if we don't benefit from it, we tend to think our guy failed. We never tend to think that their guy made a good play.
They're on a high stakes. Like, they find some fascinating ways to lose.
Oh, they do.
They really do. I mean, going back to when Tua had that huge comeback against them, but, like, this team... You know, they weren't winning when he fumbled this time, so a little different, but
so what do we
do? They were going drive for drive with each other.
So here's where I get with the quarterback thing. And I'll just so the word has been out there with Lamar that when it gets to those times, he can't get you over the hump.
Squeaky cheeks.
Right. But
that was Mark Andrews' fault.
People don't know that. People don't pay attention to that. They just look at, oh, Lamar, he'll get you to the championship game or he'll get you to the divisional round.
I saw Mark Andrews comment on the fumble last night. I'm like, nobody asked him about that. He's like, listen, he's good. He's good in my eyes. Guys should look. Mark Andrews like, you guys should forgive him. Forgive him.
But it just, I can't figure out. So does that mean, like, Lamar can't win a Super Bowl?
No, doesn't mean that.
But we say that about guys. Like, we used to say about Peyton Manning. Remember?
Yeah.
Oh, he just got one.
I remember.
Right? And then the second
one. I remember when he didn't have one.
The second that he got the first one, they said, oh, he got need two. And he got the second one and didn't contribute at all.
Yeah.
And but he's a two-time Super Bowl champ, right? So how do we look at Lamar versus other quarterbacks? Because you think you're going to Super Bowl with Lamar, right?
I think so.
Okay.
I think so.
And so, like...
You're getting sacked a lot, though. I mean, this, you know...
I mean, the offensive line, defensive line are not playing up to their standards.
Definitely not.
So, I don't... Yeah. I don't have any faith. You believe they can turn around, right? Yeah. Or you look at Jalen Hurts. They're complaining with Jalen Hurts because he only throws 440 yards. Not that you're 3-0. Like, so you got to be careful with just people, right? Like, I think that's absolutely crazy that Lamar Jackson, the word out there on him is he can't win the big game.
It's not the word. It's just what it's been.
Oh, okay.
It is what it is. It's, you know.
But
it's been. The
Ravens haven't.
Yeah, but to be fair, it's been a conference owned by one team basically for a decade.
Right.
You know, like, that's just, that is what it is right now. Okay. Like, nobody gets that right now. Just like in the East when, like, LeBron was going every single year to the finals. Yeah, like, DeMar DeRozan got sent to a new team because he couldn't get over the hump.
Right.
You know? Like,
but don't we have to be smarter with identifying?
Well, they were smarter. They got Kawhi Leonard. It worked out for them.
It don't work like that at quarterback.
Well, if we could trade for Kawhi, you know, if the Dolphins could make him quarterback, would that work?
No. Because how long do you think he'd play before he'd have to take a day?
Oh, probably soon.
Right. He'd be sitting next to Darren Waller.
Take a break. Back after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
What?
So I was looking up at TV during the break, and
don't say the commercial. Just say it was a Mexican restaurant.
It was a Mexican restaurant.
You know, a quick eat.
And I was looking
not Taco Bell.
I was looking at them prepare the food.
Big burritos.
And I saw guac, and I said, "Tobin, you like guac?" He goes, "Man, you know what? Only at Rocco's Tacos because, you know, they make it for you right there.
Right.
And then all the stuff they come and put it in a bowl. And it's about the ambiance."
Yeah.
Now, Let me explain something to you. This dude eats food like a pit stop in IndyCar.
Right.
So.
To put it in Britney terms, right?
Right.
Could have said F1. You didn't have to say IndyCar.
So you can go F1. F1's even quicker. Right? F1, they have 5 second like pit stop.
Not even.
But this guy eats. I'll take a couple of bites, and he's wiping debris off his face, like talking about the next meal.
I ate fast.
And what the hell does eating that fast and ambiance have to do with one?
Do you stay there long enough to even enjoy the ambiance?
Do you? So does D look at you crazy when you hosing down?
Well, this is the thing I was going to say. After years of marriage, I wouldn't say I eat that fast with D because I know, like, we eat at a different pace. So I've learned
to pace yourself.
To pace myself.
Because my wife, me and my wife are the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
She eats like you.
Right. So I've learned to pace. But when you go to Rocco's Tacos and they make the guac there, which is great. Because you ever been to Rocco's Tacos, Jennifer?
No, I don't live close to one.
Brittany, you ever been to a Rocco's Tacos before?
No, I have never.
All right, well, Rocco's Tacos is I don't know if they have Fort Lauderdale. I know they have one. Delray, West Palm. It's maybe more popular. I don't know if there's one in Dade or not.
No.
But a Rocco's Tacos, it's kind of a chic Mexican restaurant.
You lost me at tacos.
Well, they do tacos, they do quesadillas, they do all kinds of stuff, and that's really good. But I would say the thing they're most known for are their margaritas, tequila, and their guacamole making. Because you get there, you know, the girls, they like to go drink the skinny margaritas. They like to have the guac, right? But they come there with this whole little cart. They bring the avocados out. Make the cut. Kind of like if you were going to like an oyster place, they got the shucker that comes right there to do it at your table. It's kind of like that, but with avocados instead of oysters, right? Or conch. And it's about the ambiance, dude. It's just them. You can see them make the guac there, and it just looks more appetizing. And then they have really good chips. Really good chips. So you sit there, and you just enjoy the ambiance.
So do you eat chips and guac before your food gets there?
Yeah, but I would say you're probably not housing as much food when you're at Rocco's Tacos. You're probably having a couple drinky poos. You know, that's why I'm saying. It's not just about the food. It's about the ambiance, you know?
So you only eat guacamole if it's not pre-made is what you're telling us. If it's made in front of you, you'll eat it. But if it's
Brittany, I wouldn't say. Are you guys guacamole fans?
I love guacamole.
Yeah, well, they make the guacamole in front of you. Like,
my favorite it looks like kind baby food. For it to be made.
Right. So whatever Mexican restaurant that does that, like that's their thing. I'm sure there's other places that do it. Yeah, I wouldn't say.
You
like,
ever heard of Chewy? Is it Chewy? Chewy?
They don't do, but they don't do that table size.
It's the biggest. It's the biggest chain in the country.
So the one that the closest one that was near me is no longer exists.
Chewy's,
and I've only ever gone there once, and they closed it right after.
UAY.
Okay.
Yeah. S.
But I'm saying like,
so it's there's one in I've never been there because I don't like men. Yeah, but when I was pulling up the biggest chains. They were like one of the biggest. Mm-hmm. I was like, yikes, I didn't realize it.
Yeah, so I wouldn't say I love guacamole. Like, will I just ask for guacamole on the side? Probably not. But if you're going to put on a little, you know, production for me, I'm like, hey, you know what? That's more appetizing. I'll have that.
Are you more of a queso guy?
Love queso. Love queso. They don't have to make the cheese in front of me. You know,
I would hope not.
I don't need to have the cow come out there and then make the dairy and all that. But the guac... The little guac station, yeah, it's just about the ambiance. That's all I'm saying. You know what I'm saying, dude? Ambiance.
When's the last time you've been somewhere and you've soaked in the ambiance? Because I got to tell you,
yeah,
when we went to Herbs and Rye, mm-hmm. Dude, you were all bibbed up with fork and knife before the food even hit.
Well, I would say Herbs and Rye doesn't really have an ambiance because you can't see a damn thing in there.
I saw that guy eating a chicken.
Herbs and Rye, you have to have like the you know, the eyesight of an owl.
Dude,
so dark
it's
in there.
So dark in there. So, and then usually when you go in there, you come from the bright sun and you walk in there, you can't see nothing. So wait.
Mm-hmm.
When we go there, right, they have ambiance and you have drinks, but You ain't there for the ambiance. You're there for the big ass piece of meat.
Yeah, like I said, I don't think it's an ambiance place. I'm there for the meat. But like, ambiance will get me to eat. Like, I would say there's probably, you know, some I don't like sushi. But if you're gonna make the sushi in front of me, at like a sushi place, ambiance. I'll dive in.
You'll dabble.
Like you just little, sit at the bar.
The little belt. The
revolving, watch me.
How do you feel
right.
about that?
If you had a little that. Belt or a little like, a little conveyor
how
belt.
How does that work?
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
Because they just make it and put it out and you grab it.
Yes.
And then...
Like, so you keep your plates and each plate has like a color on it. And then they count your plates and each like it correspond. The color corresponds to the price.
I don't know. I don't like my food past it's kinda like when you go to people. Before.
Right.
Ooh, I hope I get that dragon roll.
No, but
roll.
It's like it's covered.
Right. You ever go to the carnival and you play the duck game? Right. They have all the rubber ducks going. And then you got to pick one up. Oh, it's got a pink dot. I get a big pony or a big teddy bear. It's a green dot, medium size.
So you're like a big fan of the melting pot, Tobin?
No, not really.
I don't like
do you like when they do that pasta in front of you also? Like with the
oh, at the real restaurant?
I've never done that, but I would like that because I'm a
family
big,
style eating yeah. in an Italian restaurant.
I'm a big ambiance guy, so I would like that.
I like that.
But melting pot, here's the thing. Like, you're making me do all the work. Now, I would like to try Korean barbecue. That looks
fun.
Wait,
no, wait. Is that the
it is
fun. Like
oh, wait.
That.
Korean barbecue.
I love hibachi.
Korean barbecue. Let's be clear.
Right.
Right? You're paying for everything mm-hmm. and doing all the work.
That's true.
But.
It's an experience.
It's an experience.
It's an mm-hmm. experience.
Right? We went to an all-you-could-eat. But they have a rule. If you order too much, we're going to swipe your card again.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they charge you if you lose
right.
food.
No
if
waste.
If you don't waste. So, but if I'm paying this
Chinese
much.
Chinese buffets do that, too. I think
oh,
that's
how
like,
did Leroy feel about Benihana? I like Benihana.
You like hibachi?
I like hibachi, but it. Leroy, everybody has their sauce is different, and that's what makes hibachi.
Leroy would be team captain. Leroy would be team captain at a hibachi table. Everybody what would love mean? Leroy. Because you're a hobnobber, dude.
No, I'm not.
You're a hobnobber.
No, I'm
You'll
not.
Oh, dude, from doing
what are
their
you
job.
Talking about?
Listen,
you're like
because I once threatened a cook. I said, buddy, you toss that shrimp at me, it's go time.
What about the fake squirting with mustard?
No, I know he ain't gonna squirt nothing at me.
No, but when they fake you, they do the fake out.
No,
squirt.
I don't even budge.
Nothing ever will ever compare to having. Have you guys seen now that they have hibachi that comes to your house?
What?
I have
oh,
seen
yes.
that. I've seen
like
that on
parties
like
a big gathering.
Yes.
I saw that
yes.
at like on the Hills or Real Housewives. They have those parties very
it
popular.
It is so fun. Like I fear
so
I'll never
the,
go
the
to another hibachi restaurant.
They
the
bring
same.
Their own skillet. Like,
yeah,
they bring the whole thing.
It's like a Blackstone situation.
Yeah,
yeah. I got one of those in my backyard.
Well, you could like, or do you it. Could hire somebody who doesn't have to bring their Blackstone. They could just use yours.
Yeah,
it's a blast.
That does sound fun.
There was like I had a lot of sake.
My wife's cousin did that with a paella. Like they had a guy mm-hmm. do the paella.
Oh, with the
oh
paella.
Yeah, I've had that. I've had that. Mikey and Sanita.
You know why I like that?
Why?
Ambiance, dude.
It brings ambiance, yeah.
You just no. like a show.
So
yeah, like
clearly
a show.
You like
you
a dinner
know.
And a show.
Who doesn't go, like that?
You should go to
so,
the medieval times.
And paella is just chicken, right?
No.
No, seafood.
There's
no,
yeah.
okay, traditionally
so
it's seafood, but you could have chicken or steak in it.
Yeah,
well.
I had chicken. I think I had some when I went to Jamaica. I had chicken and shrimp. Like, I'm not a conch guy.
Mm-hmm.
Too chewy.
I like conch.
You like everything, dude. Why are you? You know what? You could probably make a list on one hand of the things you don't like.
Pre-made guac is one of them that he does not like. Clearly,
it's not that I
no,
don't
it,
like
wait,
it. I'll just
no,
never ask
but
for it.
It's a sub. It's a subtype portion of he likes guac. So
no, I don't think that I like. I wouldn't say like I'm a fan of guac. Like I've never gone somewhere, but my wife loves the guacamole. She loves guacamole, and I'm like, well, I like it here because they make it in front of me. It's a nice
it's
little
like
show.
Baby,
so how's
it's
that
like
whole,
baby food.
How does that whole medieval thing work? Like, I've never gone to
medieval
that.
Times.
Yeah, I want to go like so bad.
Have you ever gone?
No.
No.
I
feel like you would thrive there. Maybe.
I feel like
why would I thrive there?
Because you'd like dinner and a show. Clearly, I think that you would enjoy.
I, okay, I want to be clear here. Turkey I'm not a child. Okay, I don't need a show.
Really?
I don't need a
wait,
show. I like.
Wait.
There's a difference between.
Where did
you like to be entertained?
Wait. Time out. Where did you spend $200+?
True. For 30 minutes, too. That's
you're
clear.
Right.
Let's be clear
okay.
there.
Let me just.
Minutes.
I went
to pet and feed rodents. Okay. And you're telling me I'm not.
You are greatly exaggerating
Am
what I did. Okay.
They had a time limit on you, too.
I spent $50 a person. I have a family of four. The math of that gets
that's
to $200. I also have two children who also enjoy it. They,
wait.
And we enjoyed our
what
time.
What else did you buy?
Well, I got extra kale.
Extra kale.
And
that hits you for $10 a pop.
Got a t-shirt.
Got a t-shirt.
Got merch.
Got some got merch.
Yeah.
You ever right. have a, you're 300.
You never like a, you don't, you
Dude,
don't.
We broke this down.
I'm going to run outside beforehand. And pick up a rat. You're going to no, give me 20
the,
bucks?
It's not the same thing.
Really? That's a big rat.
These I are, did this, are these cleaner?
It was Capybara Cafe. It was a great time.
It's a rat.
So you it's, ate because it's called a cafe. So clearly, no, you're not helping yourself.
You drink coffee.
In this case, you're the waiter. Like, you're serving the capybaras.
Oh, okay.
So you're paying
wait, 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 but there's nothing
wait,
for you to eat,
you're
right?
paying money
yeah.
to feed a rat.
Yeah.
Stop and you don't eat nothing.
Though. It's not a rat. It's the giant it's a giant Brazilian rodent.
Okay, rat.
Brazilian rat.
I don't like that. Like, it's
okay,
not
what else is in the rodent family?
Rats.
And what else?
Squirrels.
Possums.
Chipmunks.
Is squirrels in the
yeah.
rodent?
Yeah.
Squirrel considered a rodent?
Of course.
Is it?
They're no, it's
so
not.
It absolutely. So what do you think? Rodents are just rats? Mice?
Yeah.
That's not it.
In capybaras. Hey, go look. A squirrel is not a rodent. Hamsters.
I
will guinea
look,
pigs.
I will look up the rodent family, but I want two things clear here. I'm not a child. I don't need a show. I just like ambiance. And
you don't like
I think you're disguising you, entertainment wait, as ambiance. There's two different, like, I.
No, it's a rodent.
What, squirrel?
It makes me sad. Yeah.
Well, listen. It doesn't have to make you sad. There's nothing wrong with rodents.
Really?
It sounds gross for a reason. Yeah.
Take a break. Yeah. Back after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
15 minutes of Game Down Censored, brought to you by the Lexus TX. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. Game Down Censored will come your way on Monday, 4 o'clock, getting you ready for Dolphins and Jets. Dolphins will be back on the practice field tomorrow. Mike McDaniel did say yesterday, Storm Duck. Still looks like he's a couple weeks away before he, at least a week before he's even considered, but he could basically rule him out. So.
Storm Duck. Quack, quack, quack.
We'll miss you, Storm.
Is he still quacking?
Not
he gave
right
me
now.
A heart attack there.
Too much on the sound effects?
I just got, I don't know, I just thought it was thunder or something. I got so scared.
Storm Duck. Quack, quack, quack.
It doesn't help that it's pretty dark outside, I think, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Evan 11 says, I know Tobin loves to loves those themed restaurants at Disney, paying top dollar for that ambiance.
Have you ever done that?
I've definitely taken my daughter to dining with the princesses. I did that one year. Super.
Have you done the Woody's toy, like, lunchbox thing?
No.
It was so, I went and it's so fun. You should try it. You would love it.
But I wouldn't say I'm doing that for ambiance. I'm doing that to make my kids happy. Like, I don't think I've gone to themed restaurants at, like, downtown Disney. I think I've gone to the dinosaur restaurant for my kid. But again, I'm doing that for the kids. When I say ambiance, it's a vibe, dude. You guys, there's a difference between needing a show and ambiance. You guys don't just like going somewhere because of the vibes?
Of course.
No.
Sure you do.
Absolutely not.
That's the, come on, dude.
I have never stepped foot into a restaurant that I didn't realize I was going to get good food.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yes.
Big Spoons never wanted to go somewhere and just be like,
we're doing it this weekend.
Where?
Where are you going?
Well, you don't have to say where.
To the
Maikai?
Yeah.
The perfect example.
I've been wanting to
the what?
The Mai Tai place.
Yeah.
That's cool. Is it Maikai?
It's Maikai.
Maikai. Yeah, that place it's on US
great.
1, right?
Great.
What?
Great.
What?
I'm excited.
It's gonna be good though.
You're gonna have a great time. Ambiance, dude.
Really?
That is an ambiance.
That's an ambiance.
That place opened.
They danced the Viking Sangita, by the way.
Let me explain something to you. Real talk. Why you keep bringing up your quinceañera?
I don't know.
You brought it up like three times.
Twice.
You're like reminiscing on your quince, dude?
Okay, anyway.
Well, no, because you said bahia, and then you said the hula people. My quinceañera was Hawaiian themed, so they came.
Yeah. It was?
It was.
Interesting.
You know, sometimes you say some things that you've been a part of that require more questions, but I don't know. I'm, like, scared.
Hey, Jennifer, this is Tua Tagovailoa wishing you a happy quince.
No, I don't want to hear it, okay? I don't want to hear it.
Hi, Jennifer. So, anyway, here's the deal. When you have all this other stuff going on,
yeah,
usually the food is not as good. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But I'm just saying, a show, name say, when you go and you've seen a show and you go, yeah, and the food was really good.
Right.
No, it's usually like, you know.
I don't know, Leroy. I feel like you're going to have to give us like a whole rundown.
I will. I'll give you a rundown.
Okay.
Saturday.
Let me know.
But early
bird
special.
Be
5:45.
Early bird special.
Why would you do that?
I know, because they do the
show. Why do you want the early?
That's not ambiance.
You got to do the show.
Yeah, but don't you want it at night when you can see the fire dancing?
I don't want to eat at 9 o'clock at night.
Yeah, but it's not going to have the same.
At least 7.
Like, that's not ambiance, dude. You're leaving ambiance on the table.
Listen, jackass. I am going to a birthday party there. I am not.
Tell him to fix it.
I am not the one who.
Who has a matinee birthday party?
I will say this.
What are you going to, a kid's birthday?
Big Spoon could be lying, too. Mm. Big Spoon likes to give inaccurate times. So that we're
on time.
I'm always on time. Like, but here's the deal. Let's just get this out in the open.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody says to you, or you,
okay,
hey, what time's the party start or whatever?
Right.
No football game, all right, because that's set time.
Understood.
And they say 8 o'clock. What time are you showing up?
Wait, is this a party?
Party.
8:15.
Like an hour later.
Yeah. 8:15.
I'm probably like a 30.
Yeah, maybe like, right. I'm definitely.
My wife shows up at 7:45.
That's nice.
You're going to let some people walk in so you can sneak in.
No. No. I said, you messing with my street cred having me here 15 minutes before
street
the party
cred.
Starts.
I mean, what are you talking about? You don't need that anymore.
Yes, I do.
Do you?
Yeah. So
at Maikai?
So yeah. So I remember we went to a party at the neighbor's house. You know the neighbors, right? They had a party.
Mm-hmm.
The party started, it was like Christmas party or something. Started at 7:00. I'm like, I don't care if it's across the street. I'm not going over there before 7:45. And that's early. A month later, we get pictures. I go, I was at that party. Where was that? Oh, we took those pictures. We were the first ones to take pictures.
Hmm.
So I'm like.
Missed out. Didn't get credit.
No, that's fine. But I'm just saying. Like,
KJ says the place is dark inside, Tobin. Okay, my bad. I thought it was like an outdoor place.
No.
I've never been.
There's, from what I remember, because I went
They redid it.
They did redo it. Yeah. But there's like, there's an inside, but I feel like there's also.
It used to be like an outside area. Part, like with water. And, yeah.
See, like, I don't know if I'd have.
I think they did it all inside, but the same stuff, because the weather.
Here's what I would say with the ambiance, though.
Sucks. Everything has to have a roof, guys.
When it comes to the ambiance on this, like, what I think I would do is, like, I'm not a huge pineapple fan, but, you know, the Hawaiians, they love the
pineapple.
You don't
like pineapples?
Not a huge pineapple fan.
Wow.
They're okay.
Man, I'm telling you. It's kind
of like guacamole.
If you, no.
But if you put some slices on a Hawaiian pig.
Can I tell you this?
Can I make my point?
If you had pineapple from Hawaii, you change your mind.
Right. Well, that's my point. If I'm at Maikai, I'd probably be more interested in trying it. Because the ambiance.
Their pineapples aren't from Hawaii.
Well, that seems ridiculous.
You don't know that. You haven't gone.
All pineapples are from Hawaii.
No, they're not.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure.
I think
but
you're wrong.
They're fresh. They're fresher over there.
Well, obviously, they have to travel from Hawaii here.
Yeah, they're fresher. I'm telling you.
But they're still from Hawaii. They're grown, I think, only in Hawaii.
Pineapples are grown in other places.
Pineapples are native to South America, specifically the region between southern Brazil and Paraguay.
There, Brittany.
They're not. No, listen. But are they grown in America? Tell me if they're grown in America.
Are they grown in tropical regions across the globe?
I don't know, Brittany. Between this and denying Kanye West was on all of the lights, got a hell of an hour.
I'm not having a good day. But listen, I don't think they're grown in America though.
Wait.
What other tropical climate areas include Costa Rica? Brazil, no. China, India, Thailand, and
like rainforest place.
Exactly. So they're not.
While not native, Hawaii also became a major pineapple growing region.
Right. So they didn't originate there.
Okay, that's fine. But they are not grown in America, so they're still imported. That's
There's
got to
be some pineapple
farms. Yeah, but
here.
I'm saying.
No, what other tropical climate is there except for
We
Florida,
were having a conversation because I was telling them how great the fresh pineapples are that aren't
shipped
from Florida.
Everything is going. Right. Everything fresh is going to be better.
Brittany.
You're like,
go touch the wall.
No.
Go touch the wall. Yes.
Hey. How?
Because wait. I'm usually pretty good with my music.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see how fast she launched herself?
I apologize. It was Rihanna. It said Rihanna on there as the artist. There was no Kanye West. Because
I remember.
In fairness, she was probably like 9 when that song came out.
And I think of one part of that song.
What, you're very young.
Damn well that was.
That song is basically a classic hit at this point.
No, I know
Rihanna
I'm very
made
young.
It her song.
Exactly, she's the only one who sings on it, pretty much.
No,
he probably has a verse.
I think I saw.
He has a very big verse.
How many Mai Tais did you have at this Canes game?
Too many, apparently.
Take a break. Back after this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.